Tony's Possum Kingdom. Rock Metal 7 WIRX. Welcome to it, man. The Plan B Morning Show. Let's get to your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Sports this morning brought to you by Bud Distributing. Hey, Bud! Had plenty of those over the weekend, man. Bud Light Seltzers. Yeah, damn good, man. Like I said, if you haven't tried one, running out of good weather. Because it's perfect for great, great weather. It is. Throw some Bud Light Seltzers on ice, man. You'll enjoy it, I promise you. Kick it off, college football. According to reports, Big Ten still talking and trying to figure out a way to play football this season. Maybe start during the week of Thanksgiving. That's what they're kind of thinking. As of now, they've officially canceled the season, so it's not happening right now. But seems they're really, really having second thoughts. There's a lot of pressure to get the season going. I mean, lots of money to be made if they do pull this off. So, you know, how many times can you... I'm reading this off of a sports report here, guys. And how many times can you rewrite this? We're not really sure what's going on. It's officially canceled, but they've been saying this for weeks. They don't know what's going on. They have no idea. And you know what? Like I said before, is anybody, like if your buddy, 2020, you're both playing college football. Buddy wins a championship in 2020. You're still going to have that asterisk on the side of it. Nobody wants a championship this year, I don't think. Because everybody's going to be like, oh, well, yeah, it was 2020. Nobody was taking it serious anyways. It just has a big stain on it. And I don't think you can scrub it off. I'm just saying. So we'll see. Maybe around Thanksgiving, we'll be able to see some Big Ten football. But for now, don't count on it. Basketball, moving on. George Hill of the Milwaukee Bucks. One of the driving forces of the boycott of NBA playoff games last week. Then, over the weekend, he wasn't on the court for the national anthem when the Bucks played their game against the Orlando Magic. He was continuing his protests, maybe? Absolutely not. He wasn't. In an interview after the game, he admitted that he was running late because he was doing... he had to go number two. Not number one, number two. Which he explained as part of his pregame ritual. So he does it all the time. It's just this one was taking a little bit longer than usual. Maybe. Is he lying? Possibly. Who knows? But, yeah, that's why he wasn't on the court. Moving on, golf. A little golfing. Seems that amateur golfers making the most of these unusual times by playing more rounds than ever. According to the National Golf Foundation, rounds of golf rose 20% in the month of July, which beat out June's 14% gain over last year. It seems more and more people are working from home, which they have more free time, which they are hitting the links more often. Yes, I've been golfing quite often, and not really a surprise there because there ain't much else to do. When they opened back the opened up the golf courses again, I think people were flooding them. More on golf last night. I don't know if you guys saw this. Dustin Johnson. Hits a massive putt on the 18th to put him into a playoff round with Jon Rahm. This is incredible. Incredible. Jon Rahm, first playoff hole. It's a 66-foot putt. Putt! 66-foot putt to win. To knock Dustin Johnson out and to take the trophy. Dude, it was un-friggin' believable. He hits the putt and he literally takes a nap because it takes so long for the ball to get to the hole. But he kind of walks to the side and watches it and just absolutely goes berserk on the green. It was fantastic. I'm sure you guys are going to see that. If you watch SportsCenter or watch any kind of sports things, it's going to be all over the TV. So if you get a chance to check that out, Jon Rahm, massive putt last night to win that championship. So there you go. That's your sports this morning brought to you by Bud Distributing. Hey, Bud.